Well, the fourth Sunday in the church calendar is always known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And we celebrate it to remind ourselves of just who we follow and who takes care of us. Now, I think that being a shepherd is not an easy job. You have to get animals to do what they might not want to do. And a few years ago, after President Obama was reelected, there was a cover on the New Yorker of him walking with a staff, and laying all around his feet were cats. And I remember thinking, yep, I had to have that cover because leading animals, people, children, is like herding cats. We know what it's like. They run around like maniacs. Or they don't listen, that's especially cats. Sorry to all the cat lovers in the congregation. But we know who our shepherd is. And the most comforting phrase in this gospel passage is, I know my own, and my own know me. In this world today, we often don't know our neighbors. We may not know really about the people we work with other than a good morning. So to have someone who intimately knows us brings comfort, but it also brings a call to more than just, hi, how are you? It calls for a deeper interaction with our fellow brothers and sisters. Mark was walking down the street and he had made up his mind that he was going to talk to every person he met. Day turned into night, it grew colder, and he still carried on with his idea. He came across Kenny, who was leaned up against a building, huddled over, shivering in the cold. And Mark was ready to walk by when he reminded himself of the promise he had made to himself, which was he was going to have an interaction with every person he met. So he went back over to Kenny and he bent down and asked him how he was, or he said hi, and he got a grunt in return, but he pressed on. He asked Kenny how he was, still a grunt, but then he asked another question, and the question was, is there anyone I can get in contact with for you? Kenny sat there for a moment, stared off into space, and said, yeah, I want to talk to my sister. I haven't seen her in 14 years, and I've been living on the street alone, and I'm tired, and I want to go home. So Mark began to do some research into exactly who Kenny's father was, I mean his family was, and where he lived. So he decided he would look on Facebook. And lo and behold, the town that Kenny lived in had a Facebook page. So he reached out to the person who was in charge of that Facebook page and told him what he was trying to do and would the moderator help. Of course, the moderator was only too eager to assist Mark in his search. So they posted, and Kenny's friends from high school said, I know who that is. And they got in touch with Kenny's sister, who was overjoyed to have found her brother. The town raised $5,000 in order to bring Kenny home. and get him into treatment because he was ravaged by drugs and alcohol. Kenny said that that interaction with Mark saved his life, that he was lost, but now he was found, just like we hear in that hymn, Amazing Grace. And just as Jesus says, I know my own, and my own know me. We are not forgotten. It's easy to forget our neighbors. It's easy to walk by the person on the street and not engage. If you live in the South, you wouldn't dare do that. But here in the Midwest, we are very closed. And it's hard to make eye contact with people. But that's who we must do as followers of Jesus. That personal connection. We never know how we may change another's life. And it sounds simplistic and naive. But look at Kenny and Mark. Mark went on to found an organization which puts people in contact with loved ones that are estranged. It's now an international group, and they've helped tens of thousands of people reunite with their families through one interaction. So much has been gained, not only by the two people, but by all the people that reached out to say, I know him. And I want to help. Every day we are given that opportunity to know the other, to know Jesus' own as he knows us. Amen.